Hello, and welcome to the We Are the Medicine podcast. This podcast is a place where we discuss a wide variety of topics, from psychedelics and other plant medicines to sovereignty and spirituality. This is a space where we have raw and vulnerable conversations and explore the mysteries of our universe with the intention of empowering listeners and guiding you to ask the questions that will help you come into a deeper resonance with your truest essence. I'm your host, Serena Rose. Now let's get into the episode. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the We Are the Medicine podcast. I am here once again with my amazing, beautiful friend, Akasha. And today we have a really important topic to discuss. Akasha actually reached out to me for this one, which I'm super glad that she did because I am excited to be more educated on this, and I know it's something Akasha is really passionate about and that she has a lot of knowledge of. And so I'm just going to give you the floor. Tell us why you wanted to do this podcast today, Akasha.
Awesome. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much, Serena. I just want to acknowledge that I really appreciate you allowing me to use your platform and encouraging me to use my voice. There's a lot to say. There's so much to say that I almost don't even know where to start. So let's just start with the flyer. I had a friend of mine post a Friendsgiving flyer on Facebook, and he posted in regards to not agreeing with what was on the flyer. Maybe we can drop like a picture of it up there for everyone to see. But essentially what's on this flyer is so incredibly disrespectful. I think anybody that is looking at it can immediately understand why. But I'll just go into detail for those that might not. So the flyer is a picture of a woman, a non-Caucasian woman with tribal sort of tattoo markings, and she's completely naked from head to toe, in a very sexual position in the middle of the flyer. And she's also sporting a Native American headdress. And it's a flyer for a club that's located in Springfield, Massachusetts. And, you know, one of the, I guess, like the caption that was underneath it was basically stating that they sell out every weekend and that this event is like not to be missed, along with their drink specials and whatever other bullshit they have on the flyer. Okay. So it's also labeled Friendsgiving. And so all of these pieces, all of these items are all thrown together on this one flyer. And I saw it and was immediately triggered for so many reasons. I think number one being the fact that the Native headdress is being completely misrepresented. And I can go into that in a little bit, but just to, it's kind of just like the audacity. Like, where does somebody logically think that this is okay? And using Native culture as a marketing tool in this way, even, you know, I think it is one thing to see the Native American culture on like the symbols on like boxes of butter or, you know, sports teams. Like, none of these things are okay. And it is mind-blowing to me that in 2024, somebody can post something like this that's so out of pocket. You know, it was kind of shocking, and I really had to like stand there for a second and catch my breath because it's just so incredibly offensive.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would love for you to go more into that of like, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who don't fully understand and are just ignorant of why that's even a problem, and what does the headdress represent, and why is this offensive to Native people?
Yeah, so the headdress, it's also called like a war bonnet. Essentially, they're typically only worn by males, so it's a complete misrepresentation. The headdress is really given out of like a major honor, from the community, from the tribe. It's a regalia. So it's like you would only receive something like this as a huge formal recognition from your tribe for doing something that was, of immense value. And the feathers, I'm not sure exactly what the feathers on this flyer specifically, but typically they're like eagle feathers, and eagle feathers are, I mean, the eagle to us is just such a sacred bird, such a sacred piece. And so to have eagle feathers, that many eagle feathers, it's just the biggest honor. And to have it being used in such a way on a woman who's naked on top of a club flyer that's marketing alcohol and, the nightlife, it's like these things are not copacetic in the slightest. And then you throw on the Friendsgiving, which we don't celebrate Thanksgiving at all. Like that day specifically is a day of mourning. It's a really tragic day, and like I can definitely get into that as well. But just to have all of these pieces together, it's like I just don't know where the thought process was.
Like what came to mind for me is it would be like the equivalent of someone putting like a naked nun on a club flyer for Christmas, a Christmas party or something, which I mean people still like people dress up as like sexy nuns on Halloween, which is like quite blasphemous, but it's just it's like a desecration of the sacred. It's like people don't actually respect these things that are supposed to be sacred. And like I said, I'm sure a lot of people are just ignorant and they don't really know. But yeah, I wanted to ask because I don't think I've ever asked you this question. You have native roots in your blood, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm Cherokee, and then I'm unsure of the exact lineage on my mom's side, but there's some on that side as well. And I do walk the Red Road, which is kind of like the native way of life. So I'm, yeah, it's just like really heart pressure. You know what I mean? Like when I see something like this, where it's just like, this is just blasphemy. Like this is so upsetting that, like, I laugh because I'm so angry and frustrated with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just important to preface that you are deep on this path and you have a lot of knowledge and education from walking the Red Road and going to the sweat lodges and learning in these ways.
So I saw the flyer and immediately got really, really upset. And, like the old me wanted to come out and was like, let's be combative. Let's go protest. Like, you want me sitting outside of your club on this day, like doing war cries? Like, I'm about it. Like, I'm gonna sit out there, with a microphone and just be wailing because I don't give a fuck. And I really had to like take a step back and recognize that, like, I actually like thought about what my teacher would do in that situation. I'm currently like studying with the Red Road, and my teacher, really, really amazing, just humble man. And I was like, okay, what would he do in this situation? He would try to talk with them, have communication, teach. Like you said before, it's like a lot of people don't know. Like I'm still learning things. So it's like, okay, instead of coming from that really angry place, like chill out and see if they're open to taking a flyer down and talking. So I reached out and I sent a very nice message just explaining, hey, this is incredibly offensive to myself, to my people. I think I can speak for many people when I say it is 2024. This doesn't feel acceptable and this should be taken down. And if you are seeking to understand, I will happily explain it to you. But again, it is 2024, and so it's kind of a bit lost on me. Excuse me, like it's a bit lost on me that I even need to be explaining why this is offensive, but I got you. I got you. And so I awaited a response, and he blocked me. He didn't give me the time of day. He didn't want to hear anything else I had to say. He had no response, no acknowledgement, which further just proves the point of just colonization at its finest, of trying to erase Native Americans. So it's okay for you to use Native American culture, Native American symbols, but the minute that a Native American has an issue or an opinion about you using our symbols and our culture, you decide to not even give me a voice and you just completely shut down all contact. So then the old me came back out and I was like, I'm driving up. I'm with it. Like, this is so out of pocket. The audacity that this man has, like, I am fucking over it. I'm over it. I'm over being nice. It's like, when are people gonna listen? When are people really gonna sit down and be like, huh, maybe we should listen and maybe we should change our ways? Because clearly this is really upsetting to people. So I think that part of just like trying to come from a place of kindness and understanding in a position where I really did not need to have any fucking understanding to be silenced, it's like, all right, bet. Like, you want the smoke, you got the smoke, man. Like, I'm gonna go print out all the flyers. I'm gonna show up on your doorstep since you don't want to listen to me. Because it's like, I just think about like fighting fire with fire at some point. It's like, what else are we supposed to do when you're just continuously silenced over things like this? When nobody is listening, when you have everybody at the grocery store saying happy holidays. And it's like, I'm sitting there almost in tears because it's like, it's not a fucking holiday. Like, Thanksgiving is a day of mourning. Like, it's not a holiday. It's hurtful. And it just makes me feel so erased. So, my friend, I'm not gonna name him, I almost did. You know who you are. He reached out to him because I had messaged him and was like, listen, like I'm there, like there's nothing, like I don't care. And so he reached out to him and had a phone conversation with him that lasted about an hour. And this man did not want to understand why people were upset. He didn't want to understand the reasoning behind it, which is crazy to me because this is also, like, mind you, this club is also in the hood. There's not many white people that go to this club. I'm just gonna call it for what it is, and it's like you are literally forgetting about all of the genocide and all of the fucking slavery, everything that goes into everything that you're doing. And you're marketing it to people that have lineages that are the same. So it's really kind of fucking ironic. And so he did agree eventually after a long conversation of like a battle, I guess you would call it. He agreed to take down the flyer and use a different visual, but he was more concerned, with his character being devalued and people, not coming to his fucking club, where it's like, I'm glad that you are so worried about your $15 espresso martinis, but there's a lot more going on here than just selling out your club every weekend, like be a good person.
Yeah, that's really disrespectful because I think, if he created this flyer and posted it just out of ignorance, that's one thing. But then when somebody is here trying to be kind and educate you and tell you, like, hey, this is the reason that this is really offensive, and then they block you, like, that's really rude. And at least he did agree eventually to remove the flyer. But it's an interesting topic because we're taught in school growing up that Thanksgiving is, they teach us about the first Thanksgiving and how the pilgrims and the Native Americans sat down and they ate turkey together and they were all friends and jolly. And it's like, actually, no, that's not really what happened. So I would love for you to go deeper into that, just on a deeper level. Why is that so beyond wrong? We've been programmed in a way that has erased the history of how this country actually started. And so, yeah, I would love to hear you just share more on the history and why this, like, why we need to change our ways and change our perspectives on Thanksgiving and just American history in general. If you've listened to this podcast before, then you've probably heard me talk about Four Visions. And that's because I have so much love and respect for Four Visions and their mission and the beautiful things that they are doing in this world to support the indigenous people of the Amazon. Not to mention, they have some really great products as well. Four Visions is an online marketplace with an incredible selection of tools and medicines to help you advance your spiritual practice. They are your trusted provider for ethically sourced Amazonian botanicals and ceremonial tools. They have a beautiful selection of medicines and botanicals to enhance your spiritual practice, from hape, sacred smoke medicines, ceremonial cacao, sananga, and they now have their Rainforest Herbal Apothecary, which includes botanical tinctures like their yahe microdose tincture, and it also includes an amazing variety of rare Amazonian plants in their raw form so that you have the opportunity to connect with these beautiful, healing medicinal plants in an even deeper way. I am so grateful to be continuing this partnership with Four Visions because I really appreciate and respect their mission and their commitment to supporting indigenous communities. Through their Beyond Fair Trade model, they are supporting and nourishing the dreams and goals of indigenous people with a commitment to sacred reciprocity and walking in right relation. If you're interested in checking out Four Visions, click the link in the show notes, and you can also use my new code SERENAROSE15, that is SERENAROSE15, for 15% off your order. Thank you so much to Four Visions for supporting this podcast, and now we'll get back into the episode.
So Thanksgiving was really like, in the history books, it's like completely rewritten. They didn't put anything that was really accurate. It was really a representation of the natives giving the land, freely and being like, here you go, to the white people, so that they could create this nation that's dedicated to liberty and opportunity and, religion of like Christianity. And it's like basically saying that we were conceding to the colonialism mindset and way of life, and somehow forgot to mention all of the savage raping, killing, pillaging of natives, completely basically wiping us out, stealing things and land. And it's just like so incomplete and whitewashed, where it's like, for example, so the tribe, the Wampanoag, in the history books, it's shown like, oh, everybody sat down and everything was copacetic, everyone was welcomed. We like ate food together, we sat at the table. It was very jolly and grand, probably, like what a lot of people like celebrate today with Thanksgiving. Like, you're sitting with your family, you're down at a sitting at a table, everybody's sharing food and like smiles, good time. Uncle Johnny's drunk in the corner. It's like great. So what really happened, like the Wampanoag tribe wasn't even invited to the table. Okay, so just like sit with that for a minute of like, there wasn't even an invitation for the tribe. Like, they were not sitting at this table at all. There's accounts of saying that there were like a large amount of people of the tribe that did show up. There was like 90 or so. that were there for the celebration, but a lot of people believe that it was more so like an army that was sent to go check things out after hearing gunshots. So to go so far away from what originally happened is just mind-boggling. And I feel like in 2024, there's been a lot of progress with people recognizing this, and saying like, hey, you're literally rewriting history here, and this isn't okay.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, right? That the way, and it's not even just that, there's so many different things that have been changed in the history books to make certain people look better or not look as bad. People are not educated on the truth of what happened. I mean, look at the movie Pocahontas. Like that story is so like beyond like that the movie is nothing like what actually happened. And I only know I feel like I don't know enough to really say like what happened, but I have a vague understanding of it. It's really evil to come to, another land and rape and murder and take land from people and then change the story and say, oh yeah, we were just all friendly, and that's not at all what happened. I am just sending so much love to all of the native people of the Americas, because I can understand from an outside perspective how it's got to be so infuriating and so invalidating, and so to just have not only your culture being erased and being whitewashed, but then having the history also being erased. It's really, really horrible, and I want to say that.
It's sad. It's kind of, I mean, I'm grateful that we live in a time where it's being recognized, because I think about like when we were growing up, like that we, I mean, I want to say maybe it's because of the internet and we're all able to use technology to kind of like, do deeper dives and connect with each other and share information. But when we were growing up, we didn't know any of this. We just knew what was taught at school in the books and like, it's great that we live in a time where progress is being made. I don't have the full story about Pocahontas. I know like the little tidbits too, and it's like I don't even want to touch on it because it's just like, what the hell, but again, it's like I'm pretty sure the president even was like used Pocahontas as a slur at one point, and it's like using this as a slur, and like your career is still not ended. So like, where are we at really? There's acknowledgement and there's progress, but like we're not there yet. We're not fully there yet because there's no accountability. There's no accountability being held, which I think is why this flyer upset me so bad, because it's like, okay, you can block me and you can take down this flyer, but like we're not getting to the root of the problem here. And so I mean, I think about just recently the Maori in New Zealand and all of the things that they're marching and fighting against. They're marching against a bill that is trying to be passed of undermining a previous treaty that has been in place for forever, that is essentially limiting their rights. And so it's kind of the same thing where like we have the Thanksgiving and how they tried to rewrite that, and they're like trying to rewrite this where there's two versions of the treaty, and the Maori version, gives them a right to govern themselves. When the British colonizers came in and like they made this treaty of like, okay, we're going to be in charge of ourselves, you're going to be in charge of yourself. But now the English version, there's no mention of any of that for the Maori. Like in the English version, it just says that the British have full authority over them. They want the treaty to basically say that everybody is equal and that they're not divided by race, which is incredibly ironic because you're presenting this to people that historically have been extremely oppressed this entire time. So it's kind of like you're hiding that racism of being like, oh, well, actually, just never mind. And it's like, no, there's a lot of recognition that goes with that. And it's also not your land. So to be even presented with a treaty that's like, oh, well, just kidding, like we're all equal, it's like you're still ignoring the original issue here of like the culture being erased. And it's like, again, Indigenous giving a generous invitation to the new settlers and the settlers just being like, oh, well, actually, you were okay with us taking your sovereignty. And it's like, you know, looking back on their histories, 90% of their land has been taken from them. And so it's really inspiring to see them finally, not finally, it's really inspiring to see them marching and coming together and being heard because it's like we can sit and we can do it quietly and like politely and with compassion. Or we could be like, all right, we're kind of fed up with this and now we're going to do it our way.
I think there's a time for both. I think there's a time to be loving and compassionate and understanding. And I think there's a time when you got to bring out that warrior energy and just be like, we are not standing for this anymore. And I also, something that just came to mind is I think real change and real like magic happens when we find a way to bring those two together. When we find a way to be in that, the warrior of like, we are standing against this, we are not going to allow this anymore, and somehow we're gonna find a way to do that with love. And I also understand like there's centuries of oppression and pain that has been carried throughout people's lineages. So I fully understand why people, indigenous people, people of color all over the world have a lot of anger and rage against these oppressive forces. I actually met a woman in July at a retreat who's a part of the Maori tribe. Like she taught me a word in their language too, which was really cool. I wish I could remember it right now, so I'm sorry I can't. But that was such a cool video of seeing them all just chanting in their parliament or congress, whatever. I don't know what it's called in New Zealand, but it was really inspiring. And it's really important to just be aware of these things. I also have to say, I would not be in integrity if I was here having this podcast with you and I don't, and I'm not being honest because I do. So I have plans to have a dinner on Thanksgiving with friends, right? And even though I have had a general awareness for the last few years of the truth about Thanksgiving and that it's not really what they told us in the school books, I don't know, and I think maybe other people can relate to this, that it's just like something you do and it's like a tradition that maybe brings back fond memories of your childhood, or it's just something you're used to. And it's interesting for me because even on Christmas, like I don't celebrate Christmas for the same like the reasons that they said that we should, you know, like what it's supposed to be about, like Jesus's birthday. I don't celebrate Christmas for that. And I don't really like I haven't looked at Thanksgiving as, you know, well, we're celebrating like the pilgrims and the Native Americans coming together. To me, I kind of shifted my perspective around it to just be like, this is just a day to get together and to have gratitude and to be with my family and to be with loved ones. And I have definitely made an effort to honor the Native people on that day because I see the importance of that. But I think it would be really beautiful if you could share for myself and for more people like me who have these traditions and these ways that we're used to doing things, is there a way that we can just shift our energy? Like, can we shift the energy of what Thanksgiving is and do it in a different way? Can we bring more of that honoring of the Native people into this tradition that we, a lot of Americans, celebrate? What's up, family? I want to talk to y'all real quick about one of my favorite online shops for herbal remedies, Valadia Organica. Valadia Organica is a small, family-owned business that is dedicated to redefining wellness through the power of nature. Their mission is to formulate and create exceptional herbal wellness products with a special focus on healing the reproductive system and restoring vitality to the body. Each product is meticulously crafted to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms, promoting true vitality from the inside out. Valadia's Balance Back tincture works miracles for UTIs, yeast infections, and balancing the gut microbiome. The Spirit Soother tincture is the medicine for you if you're dealing with any kind of stress, burnout, or just feeling generally depleted and in need of some support. Their online shop also includes products like Reproductive Remedy and Hormone Helper to help balance your hormones and provide support with fertility, PMS, and menopause. They also have the Respiratory Rescue tincture, which is an absolute must-have for cold and flu season or if you're feeling under the weather. It's made with an herb called mullein, which is incredibly effective for alleviating coughing, congestion, asthma, bronchitis, and other respiratory issues, while also working to soothe the lungs and help to reduce mucus. With a deep commitment to purity, potency, and sustainability, Valadia Organica ensures that every formula is crafted with love and intention to bring you the healing you desire. I have been following Valadia's journey on YouTube for many years, and her products have seriously helped me so much. So I'm incredibly grateful to be partnered with Valadia's company, and I hope that you will go and check out her shop. So go ahead and click the link in the show notes to check it out, support a small business, and get some amazing herbal remedies to support you along your healing journey. And now, back to the episode.
I think it's difficult, right? Because I have so many friends that I love so dearly that gather for this day. And I see how it brings people together, and I see the families enjoying themselves. And like, it's a really like happy kind of vibe. And it's like to think about ending that is painful, you know? And it's like, I struggle with that too, where it's I'm on the side of, you know, this is what this day is about. And also having compassion for people that get together and celebrate on this day. And it's like so hard to come to a decision with that because it's still in the back of my head. I'm like, okay, but this is still erasing, you know, in a way, because it's not being brought to the literal table. You know, and I think maybe that's where the shift would need to start is when you're sitting with your family, maybe having moments of silence. I mean, for me, I fast from the night before to the night of, from sunset to sundown, and it's a completely different kind of day. And so I think having education around what happened, but also spending a decent amount of that day recognizing and paying honor to that, taking moments out of dinner, maybe saying a prayer. There's so much that could go into that conversation, you know. Ideally, personally, I would like to see that celebrated on a different day in a different way, right? Because of the Thanksgiving. I understand like being grateful and family and all of that. I think that's amazing. And I also, my heart is like, this needs to be what it is, which is the National Day of Mourning, because on this specific day of just like so much that goes into it, the history and everything. So, National Day of Mourning. For us, it's like the reminder of the genocide, the huge genocide. And I can't sit there and be eating food with my family while I physically am feeling all of my ancestors and all of the pain and everything that goes with that, you know? So it's like if I'm sitting there on that day looking at a table full of food, there's no way that I can't see just the genocide that goes along with it. If does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think being someone who isn't directly connected to na the native lineages or things like that, for a lot of us, I think it's like easy for us to just ignore or to be like, okay, yeah, but this is just what we do. And I mean, I do agree with you. Like, I think that Thanksgiving as it is, like, really honestly just shouldn't even exist. Because I don't think a lot of, I think that most people who celebrate Thanksgiving aren't thinking about the Native Americans and the pilgrims sitting down having dinner. Like, most people really do just, it's just like a day to spend with your family and have a nice dinner and like enjoy yourself and be in gratitude. And I do agree that, like, ideally, I think that we could move that to, we could have a whole other day and we could just call it like Day of Gratitude. And, because I really do, like, I see and I feel how like damaging that is and how hurtful it's got to be to all of the native people who have suffered so much and whose ancestors have suffered so much and who, like, the culture has been erased, not fully, like, it's a lot of it has been suppressed and been tried to have been erased. But yeah, I definitely agree with you. And it's also opens up an interesting conversation for me that, like, the last few years on Thanksgiving and Christmas and just about every holiday, even Halloween, which is like was always one of my favorite holidays, I have just been feeling this, like, I don't even like this. Like, there's something in these holidays that we traditionally celebrate that doesn't feel in alignment for me anymore. And I feel like it's just like what we do. It's we're used to doing it that way. So then I'm like, okay, yeah, we're gonna go to Christmas and put up the Christmas tree and buy presents. And I still like with Christmas, I still do like I like the energy of Christmas and I think the Christmas tree is beautiful and all of this, but there's this part of me that I really have felt this call to just shift the way that I live my life to be more in alignment with nature, to be more in alignment with my ancestors and the way that they lived. And, I think traditionally in native cultures, indigenous cultures, pagan cultures throughout the world, there has been celebrations to honor the solstices and the equinoxes. And I find it really interesting that we have a holiday right around every single one of those, but it's not on the equinoxes or the solstices. It's like a few days after, or a week, or a couple weeks after. For the longest time, people in traditional nature-based practices and religions and spiritual practices have honored these different times of year for what they're for. Like the fall, it's harvest season. We're preparing for winter. We're, releasing things. And then in the spring, we're planting new seeds. And I can, like, I feel like I want to bring that into my life and just bring more ritual. I feel like I could still do the same thing that I do on Christmas in a way, but do it on the winter solstice and have a bonfire and make like offerings and do things like that. I feel like just, I don't know if anyone else feels like that, but that is just where I've been for like the last few years. I'm like, I don't even want to go and buy a million presents for all my friends on Christmas. And like, and I see how every holiday is just a reason for us to go and spend a bunch of money. And it's like all about consumerism. And I'm like, I'm really over it, to be honest. Like, I feel like I want to just change my whole structure of how I celebrate, like, in general, period. Like, what are we really doing here? Do we just come to like give each other presents and eat turkey and fucking get drunk? Like that, I don't feel like that is what I really how I want to live my life, So,
Yeah, it's kind of just like AKA fuck the government.
right,
That's what I'm hearing is like, okay, fuck the government. Like,
basically whatever they say that I should do, I'm like, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this other thing.
I'm gonna go this way.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head with the consumerism thing, and I think Thanksgiving is included in that of just being forced to spend all of this money on all of these things that we really don't need. Like, I mean, I think leftovers are great, but like to have an entire fridge of leftovers is a little excessive for Thanksgiving, you know? For Valentine's Day, like buying all of these expensive things just to show your partner that you love them. And it's like that should be every day. And we really like kind of, I think, lose touch with ourselves and what we actually should be focusing on. It's just another distraction, you know? And the list of distractions from the government is a long, long ass list. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it is. It's just like every holiday. It's a holiday every other month. You got Thanksgiving, then you got Christmas, then you got New Year's, then you got Valentine's Day, then you got fucking Easter, and then you got Mother's Day, and then you got Father's Day, and it's like every other month you need to go buy shit for people. And it's like it's too much. Like I feel like it's a programming, and I don't know. I would love to know if there's other people out there who have been feeling this way, but I'm just like I'm ready to get back to like my pagan roots in a way, you know, like celebrating Beltane and Samhain and yes, like you know, having these celebrations in the on the days and the times that they are like kind of designed to be. And be sorry, my ADHD is happening. But
Look at you go.
it's
Look at
like,
you
bro,
go.
because when you really think about it, all of these, bro, like Christmas, so many of the things about Christmas are derived from pagan organs. I can't talk.
Organ?
So. But like so many of the traditions on these different holidays, like Christmas and Easter and things like this, they come from pagan origins. Like we're literally celebrate like the Christians, they just took aspects of paganism and they demonized it. I feel like this world is really messed up in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of that is because we've lost our connection to the natural world. Every single one of us has ancestors who worshiped the earth, who had gods for the sun and the mountain and the moon and the trees and the waters. And they go by many different names. But ultimately, that's all I've ever wanted to do is just to connect back to that and to help other people connect back to that, because I feel like that's what we really need in this world. And so that's why I say, like, I really mean it. Like, I send so much love to like the native people, because to this day, culture is being erased and appropriated and used as like a costume on Halloween, and there's nothing that's okay about that. There's like, I'm from Kansas City, and our football team is called the Chiefs. And the
Perfect
and
football.
And don't get me wrong, I enjoy watching them play because it's like something that I've done with my family like since I was a child. But it still doesn't make it okay that the symbol, like their logo is an arrowhead and their name is the Chiefs and they're like one of the biggest football teams now. And they've had other football teams change their name, like the Redskins had to change their name. But the Chiefs, for some reason, we just ignore that. I don't know why. But so yeah, I'm gonna get off my soapbox with that, but
No, it's been great.
I'm really glad we got to touch on that. And I really hope that the people listening can just receive my words as I intended them. Like, I really don't mean to say that anyone's trauma is invalid, because it's not.
Yeah, I think you're just kind of touching on the point of like trying not to divide ourselves from each other. And like you said, it's not like white people against this race or this race against this race. It's like we all can come together and kind of fight the problem. Like it's us versus the problem, not us versus each other. And I really think it's important to touch on like the images that are being used from not just Native American culture, but just like everything, you know, everything. There's different cultures that are also in the same exact position as Native Americans, and we need to stop supporting the insulting imagery and labels that are being used because there are still groups of people that are undergoing active colonialism, and they're actively fighting these misrepresentations. And so it's like you have groups of people that are living in poverty while the government is still systemically marginalizing them through these fucked up policies that are completely ignoring the sovereignty and the indigenous rights to the land. It was even illegal to practice our spirituality until like 1970s, 1970 something. And it's like all I'm hearing is your culture and your identities are ours to control. And we're gonna do with it as we please. Like you're openly trying to erase people and history from the planet. So it's like, no, I'm not gonna just get over something like that. You know, the Maori are not gonna just get over something like that.
Absolutely. And I think we have so few cultures left who honor these indigenous traditions and who still have like their indigenous culture. Like so many of us throughout the whole world are orphans to our ancestral cultures because so many of them have been erased. And that's why I think it's so important to talk about and to honor and to preserve the cultures that we do still have because we can all learn so much from them. And that doesn't, and not in a way of like, what can I get from you? But like, how can I help you? And how can I also learn from you? Like, what can I do to support you and to learn more about your ways of life so I can incorporate just that that energy, the way of being into my life. How can I learn about my own ancestors to connect with that? Even just as like, you know, these indigenous native cultures are having more of a spotlight on them, I feel like it runs the risk of the fetishization and the appropriation and the taking of the culture and not giving back to it. And I think that's where a lot of people have a problem, which I definitely understand. Like, it's not okay to wear a Native American costume on Halloween, but you celebrate Thanksgiving and act like nothing's wrong with it.
And giving that recognition. And I think what you had mentioned earlier about the there being room for both compassion and fire, I think that the Maori, that was the perfect representation of that, right? Because this is technically like they're peacefully protesting because they're not, they're, yes, they're there and they're, you know, doing their warrior movements, and it's just amazing, and just you can see so much fire and passion, but also anger and resilience, and like, oh, I just feel that so deeply, but also having compassion because they're not hurting anybody. You know, they're not setting the building on fire, but they're standing up and being like, we're here and you better fucking listen to us, you know? Like, and if you can't hear us, we're gonna be louder. So I think that that was just a perfect representation of there being room for both compassion and fire when dealing with situations like this.
I fully agree because I think sometimes we need that fire, right? Like sometimes this might be a really shitty example, but I think about like if I'm like in an argument or something with my partner and he's like not understanding like where I'm coming from or I keep asking him to do something and then he's not doing it. Sometimes I gotta get a little firm. You know, like it's this balance, right? Because if you go too far into the anger and the rage, and then you start injuring people, hurting people, killing people, then you become what you're fighting against. And so I agree with you, like, yeah, like use your rage, use your anger, speak on it, talk about it. But there's a way to do that that's still with love and still with compassion to where you can actually get your point across. Because you know, we all know if somebody just starts yelling at you, you're much less likely to listen to them.
Absolutely. And I think that's why I'm really grateful to have this platform, because that's exactly what I had to do, you know, like taking the step back of like, okay, you know, fighting the fire with fire, or I could fight it with water and I could speak my truth and, share it with multiple people, not just this one person that doesn't want to listen to me. You know, now because of his actions, it's like, thank you. Thank you for that. Because now not only are you going to hear it, but there's going to be a lot more people that are going to hear it and be educated about what's going on. And also at the same time, helping me find my voice and my confidence with speaking about things like this.
And I'm super grateful to you for coming on here and just teaching me more and showing up and speaking your truth and educating people. And I really hope that this is helping the listeners too, to just see how we can maybe shift and do things in a different way. Like, we don't have to celebrate Thanksgiving on that day. We really don't have to. Like, we can do it the day before.
Yeah, and you don't have to wear a headdress to Coachella. Please don't fucking do that.
Yeah, that's really disrespectful.
I
That's
laugh, but it's so serious. Like, girl, please stop. Just like, please.
yeah.
But to kind of on a more serious note, I do want to just touch on the National Day of Mourning and kind of just throw this out there for anybody that might want to maybe change their ways a little bit and research more or have a prayer at the table during Thanksgiving when you are celebrating. The National Day of Mourning is really just a annual demonstration. It aims to kind of educate about the myths surround Thanksgiving. It's run by United American Indians of New England, UAINE. And I go every year. It's out in Plymouth, Massachusetts. If you're not able to get to Plymouth, Massachusetts, like I know you're out in Texas and people from all over the place, but they do have a live stream that they do every year. So if you, or you could probably like drop the link somewhere, but yeah, like if you have time, if you don't have time, make some time, please. I'm asking humbly to check out the live stream and check it out because we're out there protesting, we're out there gathering. It's really like a huge day of remembrance and spiritual connection and protest against racism and oppression, and there's people come from all over. There's so many different tribes, and it's so beautiful because even though we are out there and mourning and bringing recognition to the genocide, like we're growing and we're so powerful. And it's like to see all of these different tribes from all over, different colors, everything, and everybody comes together as one. And it's like that's our Thanksgiving, right? That's our powerful moment of like, they say this, they're like, we are not vanishing, we are not conquered, and we're as strong as ever. And like that's just on repeat for the whole day. So it's just a really, really beautiful remembrance and celebration. So if you're able to check out the live stream, please do. If you're able to say a prayer, take some time, and just really acknowledge everything on that day.
Thank you so much. I didn't know they did a live stream, so I am definitely going to be tuning in and I'll figure out how I can put the link in the show notes as well. And I'm like, bro, y'all don't want to watch that damn football game anyway. You could put this on
Don't do
instead.
it.
Like, you gonna
Please.
watch the Chiefs play?
Yeah, I mean we have a lot of really great speakers and like I that's like a whole other topic, but yeah, it's like it's really beautiful and it's really educational too. Like they really have put so much work into it. I've been going for maybe like 6 or 7 years now, and every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and I just want to share it with everybody, where I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is working, like there's progress, like this is really great. And so yeah, I'm really excited to share that with everybody, and I hope you check it out.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Definitely check it out. I'm gonna be
Thank
tuning in. I wish I could be there in person. Maybe I'll try to come in
you.
person at some point one of these years.
Yeah, let me know. And if you're in Connecticut, my car leaves at 9 a.m. I'm in Southern Connecticut.
Oh
Let's carpool if anybody out there.
All right, my dear. Is there anything else that you feel called to say before we close today's episode?
Let's see. Yeah, stop marketing out-of-pocket shit. Please stop supporting places that post out-of-pocket shit. Aho.
Aho to that. Thank you so much, Akasha. I really appreciate you, and I feel like this has been a really good episode, and I'm excited for people to hear it and to be educated, and I hope that we can all be in prayer together, but in our own way on the day of mourning. I don't even think I want to call it Thanksgiving anymore at this point. It like after this conversation, I feel like calling it Thanksgiving almost feels dirty and like wrong. You know? So I appreciate you for educating me and, you know, whoever else listens to this podcast. And I hope that this can be a Kickstarter for people to make changes in their life. And I know that it is for me. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much for the platform, and just as always, loving you so much.
I love you so much, and I love all of you listening, and I hope that you have a beautiful day, a beautiful life, and may we all just return to the ancient ways of all of our ancestors. And with that, I love y'all. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment letting me know how you liked this episode. And if you have topic suggestions for future episodes, feel free to leave them in the comments there. If you're listening on a podcasting platform, it would really help me out if you could leave me a nice review letting me know how you like the podcast so far. Thank you so much and stay blessed.